Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Violent Man of Faith, Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Have you ever planned to do something and had everything laid out just like you thought, and then all of a sudden everything changes? Yeah, well, I've had a few requests today for a few things, and so I'm going to change my whole sermon today for these requests. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, as some of you know, I have been known as a violent man of faith. So anyway, I want to tell you what made me that violent man of faith. And I just asked my wife this scripture. I said, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4, I want you to read that to me to make sure I'm in the right place before I get up there, because this is not what I'd planned to talk about today. But anyway, I want us to look at 2 Corinthians, King James Bible, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. And I want to tell you what happened to me when I learned this, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, I remember when I read that the first time that it stuck. But if our gospel, the good news about Christ that we all teach here, that we know so well, or most of us, that, you know, I heard something the other day when I think about this verse. I was watching a pastor that is one of the greatest motivational speakers in America. And he has the biggest church in America, 30 or 40,000 people. And I was shocked when they made a statement that over half of his congregation is lost. They do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Half of the congregation of 30 or 40,000 people don't know Jesus. But if our gospel, they need to read this scripture. But if our gospel, the gospel that he's preaching, the gospel that I'm preaching, if it is hid to them that are lost. Sure, those that are lost. Let's see what verse 4 says. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine unto them. In other words, if there's anybody lost, in fact, I just want you to either agree with me or disagree with me, that if there's anybody on this earth that's lost, they're lost because of God of this world. Which, and who is the God of this world?
Satan.
Satan is the God of this world. He has blinded their mind to the truth. Is that what that says? So if Satan has blinded the minds of all them that are lost, that means that at one time your eyes were blinded by the God of this world too, right?
Yes.
Every one of us, our eyes were blinded to the truth of God's Word. I mean, have you ever heard anybody say, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it?
Yes.
So I quit reading it. But I read it, but I don't understand it. Well, now that when I hear people say that, I say, well, you know, you're not saved. You need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because the scripture says that the Holy Ghost is your teacher. And if you're a born again child of God, he will teach you the Word of God.
Amen.
And you begin to understand it, just like he began to reveal to me here that if there's anybody lost on the earth, and is there anybody lost on the earth?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, there's a whole bunch of people in churches today that think they're okay, but if the rapture occurred today, a lot of churches would still be fully staffed. There'd not be a single person that would leave in the rapture, because they think they're okay. I mean, they think because they believe something, or that they go to church or whatever. And I mean, you know, I hear people all the time, even today, saying, you know, that there's more than one way to heaven. I even heard the president of the United States when it was George Bush, not the one we got now, because he certainly doesn't know. But George Bush, he was raised in a Methodist church. I thought he would have known, but I found out he didn't know either. When he says, I was raised in a Methodist church, I was a Sunday school teacher and everything else, but there's many ways to heaven, and the Muslim God and the Christian God and all those gods, he's a very diverse God. So if you believe in any of those, you're going to be okay. We're all going to get to heaven, just some of us by a different path, but we're all going to get there one day. No, you're right. No, that's not true, because I read the book. And the book says only those that believe in Jesus Christ is going to get to heaven. Is that what it says? I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. And there is no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Now, is that what the Bible teaches?
Amen.
Okay, so the Bible teaches that. When I read this, if there is any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind. Then that meant I was lost one time. He had blinded my mind. You were lost one time. He blinded your mind because that's the way he is. So then one day I come up on this other little scripture. I was reading in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Amen. Now, as I read through Luke 10, 19 and 20, it makes a statement like this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread or trample on the serpent, the devil, and his scorpions or his demons, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20, let's see what's going on. It's not through there. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits or the evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That took me a long, long time to realize, and I had to read that a lot of time before the Holy Spirit finally got through, that I mean what I say in this book. If those people over there are lost, they're lost because Satan has blinded their mind. But I, God, have given you, my sons and daughters, I've given you all power and all authority over the devil. He cannot touch you. You walk in obedience to my word, he cannot touch you. I mean, you read Psalm 91 and you see this arrow drawn. You see these fiery darts pulled, and the bow is right there pointing right at you, waiting for you to make a mistake, just waiting for you to sin, so Satan can get you. But legally, until you sin, Scripture clearly says he cannot touch you. Amen. Is that what it says?
Yes, Lord.
Now, somebody tell me where that's found. We want to confirm this afternoon. What scripture can you tell me? Where can you give me a scripture that guarantees you that if you walk in obedience to God's word, Satan can't touch you? Tell me where you can find that. See, you need the weapons. Where?
1 John 5:18.
There's Miss.
Romans 10:9-10.
Okay. Let's take that 1 John 5:18 that Miss Billy talked about. Let's run over there to that and let's read that right quick just to make sure that we're in the right place. 1 John 5:18. Let's see what we know that whosoever is born of God. Now, are you and me born of God?
Yes.
Are we children of the Most High God?
Yes.
Okay, then that next verse is what used to really get me. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, when you're raised up in a Baptist church that they teach you every Sunday that you're an unworthy sinner saved by grace, that's kind of hard to swallow this. But anyway, finally one day I had to decide, who am I going to believe? Am I going to believe the Word of God? Am I going to believe somebody else? But it says, we know that whosoever is born of God, and that's me, I am born of God. So I went back and really done some research on this scripture. And it says, we know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning. Now that made a whole lot more sense to me. When it says, I sin not, I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, I know I mess up every once in a while, just like you do. You know you can't go through life without, after you become a Christian, without one or two sins. I hope that's all you have, one or two. Oh, y'all are like me. You might have three or four, huh? We don't want to have any, though, do we? No, we do not. We do not. So if we do sin, what can we do? We can repent. And when we repent, then the Lord washes our sins. So we know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. In other words, you keep yourself from evil, from sin. And if you do that, then that wicked one touches him not. Now then, right there is a confirmation that if I'm walking in obedience to God's word, the devil cannot touch me. Just think, if a man walked in that door right now with an AK-47 and said, I'm fixing to kill everybody in here, if you hold up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, you can't touch me because it's written.
Amen.
Do you know what? According to God's word, he can't touch you. But you know what most of us do? We start screaming and running. It's just like the other day, I went into a yard where there was a dog. I didn't know the dog was in there. But I went into this yard, and I'm there, and all of a sudden I heard this, rawr, 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 and I turned around right quick, and man, there come a beast, and he was coming at me. Now then, if I had to run, he would have eaten me up. But I swung around and said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop. And that dog stopped dead still and never barked another bark or nothing. I know and have read the word of God that says I have been given power and authority over those beasts. I am a son of God and I've been given dominion. And he said that same thing about each one of you. So you got to begin to realize who you are as a son or a daughter of God. You got to know that you're a child of the King. You got to know that people that don't know these things, their mind are blinded by the God of this world. But that's not you. You're a daughter or son of God. You're a child of the King. And the devil can't touch you. But if you show fear and you start to break to run, he's going to eat you up. In fact, some of you may have heard the other day about that elderly lady in Dallas that four or five dogs attacked her. And what did they do to her, Miss Billy? Killed her, didn't they? The dogs killed that woman.
A pack of them.
This woman had no idea who she was in Christ. Now then, if you are a Christian and you really don't know who you are in Christ, that dog's going to eat you up too. If you show fear and run, that dog's going to eat you up. You've got to know who you are. You've got to. That's why the Lord told us, study. Hide this word in your heart. You know, if you get under some kind of attack, and then when the dogs come in or the devils come in, whatever, if you got to run, find your Bible. And if that's the way you are, it may be in a place where you don't even know where it's at. So it may take you a while to find your Bible. But you need the Bible where?
Right here.
You need it in your heart.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Violent Man of Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.